This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I'm talking to Douglas Felter, who is the marketing manager for John Deere Global, and he's been talking to me about autonomous tractors, and we have one potential tractor here that some farmers might actually already have, and he's been explaining to me that they can turn the tractors that are manual into autonomous tractors just with a little bit of added equipment, what they call autonomous prep. So can you explain, Douglas, how some of that process will work and some of the opportunities with that through John Deere?
Yeah, so we've been working for a few years developing this autonomous solution to be able to operate more freely and give you some options in your farm for how you use that labor and complete that task. And one of our first tasks is around tillage. What we've got behind me in the tractor, which is new for model year 24, is more of the building blocks that will allow farmers to adopt that when the time comes. And so this tractor has a couple of new precision ag pieces with our new SF7000 receiver and our G5 Plus displays that are part of the in-base hardware that you need for that, as well as some of the harnessing that's ready in a code called Autonomy Prep. And it means exactly what it sounds like. It's preparing you to be ready to adopt autonomy when that comes. And so the goal would be, in the next few years, we'll reach a commercialization of that product. You'll be able to buy the more significant pieces of hardware, like these cameras behind me, that enable that solution. And you can turn that tractor that you're driving today into a tractor that can do some tasks in the future autonomously.
What kind of developments have you came out recently, and how can producers who are thinking about turning a tractor autonomous take the first step to doing it?
Yeah, so I think a couple of the big pieces I talked about was these tractors are starting to become more and more ready, that they're closer and having the right equipment to do autonomy. Another big piece of getting ready for that, and part of what we're talking about here today, is getting ready on the data side. When you think about having a tractor run autonomously, you need really high accuracy in terms of your guidance lines and your boundaries that that operates within. And so there's an opportunity within Operations Center, which is our data hub for your ag data, to begin to start getting your data ready in terms of where your fields are, how well they're named, how accurate your boundaries are, such that when the cameras and the rest of the hardware is ready, you don't have to wait and do that to begin deploying it. You're ready to do that right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about the 8R tractor and just some of the main advantages over it over some other models, or what exactly is the tractor specializing for outside of the autonomous part of it?
Yeah, the 8R tractor really is kind of the core of our tractor lineup, right? It's that great, versatile row crop tractor that you see doing a lot of tasks like planting and grain carts and tillage. It's obviously got a lot of versatility. And then along with it, we actually have its siblings, the 8RT, which is a two-track tractor, and then the 8RX, which is a four-track tractor, which give many of the same benefits, but give you a little bit more flotation, especially for wetter ground or if you're sensitive to compaction. That can be a great tool for you as well.
All right, well, thank you for all the information, Doug. Again, on all this, new autonomous tractors are starting to become more popular, and it's interesting to learn about this for me, and I hope the listeners are also wanting to learn more about it. And so how can they find a little bit more information about this if they want to get it from John Deere?
Yeah, well, as always, right, you can come to the Deere website and find a lot of information online, and your John Deere dealer is always a great source for what's coming and how to do that preparedness and get ready for the future.
All right, well, thank you for our listeners. That was Douglas Felter. He works as he's the marketing manager for John Deere globally. Well, thank you for joining me, Doug, here on KFRM 550 AM. This has been Jensen reporting.
Thanks, Ben.